So you ask the little kids, so they
是吧？我们问读书读的这么苦干嘛呢？ 就想当财主。
You ask why do you study so much?
出名了。但是圣经里的主耶稣说的。
But the Bible, the Lord.
一讲到财主，大家都高兴。
Whenever rich.
没想到耶稣讲了一个字叫做无知的财主。
Jesus said foolish rich man.
什么叫做无知呢？
What does it mean to be foolish?
你以为赚到这么多钱你就享福了吗？
You thought that you gained so much, then you will have.
你看今天有很多很有钱的人，他其实里面很苦的。
You see a lot of rich people, they actually have bitterness inside.
我最近有时候看这些很有钱的，又看新闻，在美国很有钱的这些家庭，这个很有钱的。
If you see some rich families in the U.S.,
夫妻都是离婚的。
There's a lot of divorce.
就算给你。 过了26年，他们夫妻还是离婚。Perhaps
after 26 years, they will still divorce.
财富没办法带给人喜乐。Riches
cannot bring joy.
财富没办法带给人满足。Riches
cannot bring satisfaction.
财富没办法带给人知道人生是活得能够心平气和的。Riches
cannot bring you have to have peace.
我只是发现，当他们离婚之后，他们又各自找对象去了。
I find that after they divorce and they find other
人里面完全是空虚的。
There is such emptiness within.
所以他这里，圣经主耶稣在地上的时候给了一个例子，他说：“你有财富，你是无知的。”
Therefore, Jesus gave an example. You have riches, but you are a fool.
因为你根本不知道你人生是什么。
Because you do not know what your life is.
年轻人最好越早知道。
For the young people, you must know.
中年人希望醒过来。
Middle age people, may you wake up.
老的话，希望还不太晚。
And for the old,
因为圣经里面都是讲一个字，叫做无知的人。
Because the Bible says foolish man.
我今天很短的时间，所以我只选这一节圣经。
Today I have a short time, so I picked this verse.
所以我想有两节圣经，我请他们打上来。
So I asked them to project two verses.
那第一段呢是讲到这个无知的人。
The first part is this foolish.
那应该讲这样讲哈，第一段是讲到对人讲的话。
The first part is speaking to man.
后面一句话是讲到无知的人。
Then later on.
就摆两句话在上面。
These two words.
我们要思想这两句话。
Let's think of these two words.
因为你想说这个财主啊。 他有钱，高兴啊！
Because you think of the rich man, he's so happy.
这么多年存了这么多钱，高兴啊！
So happy he has so much.
那他自己的这个仓房太小了。
But his barn is too small.
你有没有想过，你有钱啊，房子太小就买大的？
Have you thought if you are rich and your house?
再有钱买更大的。
Then you'll buy a bigger house.
哎，住的舒服。我跟你讲，我认识不少人，真的住很大的房子。
I know a lot of people who live in big houses.
我有时候问他你住哪一间呢？
I ask which room do you occupy.
对吧？你要是喝个水，他走好远才下去喝个水，因为我住过他家。
If you want to drink water, you have to walk really far.
走老半天才拿到一杯水。
To walk so far just to get a drink.
然后拿到走老半天才进到我的房间。
And then you have to drink, walk so far to go back to your room.
但是圣经的主耶稣自己说的，他说你是无知的。
But the Bible, Jesus says you are foolish.
这个财主啊，就想。 盖更大的房子。
Yeah, this rich man wants to have a bigger house.
那对自己的心说，你可以一辈子享受这个财富跟食物。
And he tells his own soul that you can enjoy this.
不要忘记最后一句话。
But do not forget the last word.
主耶稣说，无知的人。
The Lord Jesus is foolish.
我今天晚上要你的命。
Fool, this night your soul will be required of you.
你这是要给谁呀？
Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
我常常记得。 这个亚历山大这个大王啊。
I remembered Alexander the Great.
你要知道啊，他30多岁就攻下那时候看到的世界。
When he was in his 30s, he had already conquered the known world.
但是呢，他没想到他得到一个病。
But then he got an illness.
30多岁，才30多岁。
He's only in his 30s.
他得到那个病治不好。
That is a fatal illness.
在他要死之前,
before he was to die,
他说，请你把我摆在 这个叫什么这个棺材里面。
He said to put me in a coffin.
旁边开两个洞。
and to drill two holes on the
把我两只手伸出去,
to let my two hands go out.
告诉全人类, 我转的全世界, 我死的时候是两手空空,
to tell the world that I have conquered the whole world, but when I cannot hold anything.
就是这里问的一句话,
this is the question that
你有了这些,
you have all this.
你可以给什么东西啊?
What can you gain from that?
这个人成功,
this person is successful.
我们愿我们到老了都还没成功,
perhaps we're old and not yet.
这个30多岁就成功,
this person, he's successful in his 30s.
他什么都没有,
but he doesn't have anything with him.
所记得, 什么都忘记, 主耶稣讲了一句话, 无知的财主,
if you remember here, the Lord says,
或者对我们今天, 你可能不是财主,
perhaps you are not rich today.
那我不知道,
I'm not sure.
但是我们可能只会对我们说, 无知的人,
but the Lord might tell you, foolish person.
今天牢牢历历, 你真正得到的是什么?
You're striving so much today. So what are you gaining?
你在地上究竟你要追求什么?
What are you pursuing on this earth?
我今天只想提三件事,
I just want to mention three things.
因为时间很短, 所以我也希望大家, 因为很短, 容易专心一点,
because of time constraints, maybe you can pay attention. Three things.
我只想提三件事,
I'll mention three things.
为什么我只要提三件事?
Why just three things?
你要知道, 人是有限的,
because men are limited.
因为人都会死,
because we'll all die.
如果你不会死, 我等一下一定跟着你好好问你为什么会不死?
If you're immortal, I will ask you how come
你究竟做了什么可以不死?
What did you do so that you are immortal?
人都是有限的,
we are all limited.
所以因着我们有限,
because we're limited,
所以我们对今天人生的时间要非常的注意,
we need to pay heed to the time that we have.
因为人还有灵魂的,
because man also has a spirit.
没灵魂也不需要,
if there's no spirit, then we don't need to bother.
但是因为人有灵魂,
but because man has spirit,
所以我需要知道, 我死后怎么办?
So we need to know what happens after we die.
所以我要提三件事情,
so I'll mention three things.
这段圣经里面告诉我们, 也写在上面,
this Bible tells us,
就是第15节,
verse 15,
主耶稣在, 他讲说要免去一切的贪心,
the Lord Jesus says to beware of covetousness.
你知道我们这里, 我问你, 你们谁不贪心呢?
If I ask you which one of you are not covetous, you should raise your hand.
你敢举手,
if you dare to raise your hand, I will speak to you.
这里没有一个人不贪心的,
not anyone is not.
你看人家里有几个小朋友啊, 我们现在有很多小朋友,
we have a lot of little kids running around.
你知道这些小朋友, 这个你有我也要有,
you know, even these kids, if you have it, I want it too.
他自然就是贪心的,
they naturally are covetous.
有哪一个他里面不贪心的?
Which one of them are not covetous?
那我们今天, 我们说都是成年人了,
we are grown men and women.
我们想要有钱,
we want to have money.
是吧? 我们有了钱, 我们要有名,
if we have money, then we want to have fame.
我要有利,
we want to have privilege.
我要有地位,
we want to have position.
我们基本上啊, 就是在一直追求这些地上, 这些名利,
we are pursuing all these things on this world.
然后呢, 我追求富贵,
and I pursue after riches.
我们要吃要喝, 我什么都可以,
and we can eat and drink.
年轻一点可能还行,
if we're younger,
你慢慢到中年以后, 食物只能看不能吃,
if you're in the middle age, perhaps you can look at food but you can't eat it.
因为开始病多了,
because there's more illnesses.
所以主耶稣在这里说啊, 免去一切贪心,
so the Lord here says to beware of covetousness.
因为他这里讲了一句话,
because here he says,
他说人的生命, 不在乎家道丰富,
because one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
我们就要知道这句话是蛮严肃的一句话,
this is a very severe word.
我们都想家道丰富,
we all want to have abundance in the things.
请朋友到我们家来看看我们家道多好,
if we can ask friends to see how well our houses are.
对吧? 我们读书读高一点, 我们也希望人家看到我多成功啊,
or if we have higher degrees, we want to see other, let others see that we are successful.
但主耶稣在这里说,
but the Lord Jesus here says,
他说, 你要注意, 不要在乎家道丰富,
here it says to take heed and to not have abundance of the things he
has. 所以他一开始他讲了一句话,
so he starts with one thing.
他说你要谨慎自守,
that you have to be, take heed and beware.
你要知道随便我们来讲这句话, 你可能说, 哎, 你是谁吗?
If we just say it, you would say like, who are you?
但耶稣讲了一句话,
but Jesus says it.
他说你要谨慎自守,
he says take heed and beware.
那英文是很好, take heed, 真的好好, 请你专心一点,
take heed, pay attention,
谨慎自守,
take heed and beware,
因为人的生命不在你手中,
because man's life is not in
your hands, 你连明天要怎么样, 你都不知道,
you don't even know about tomorrow,
你下一秒钟怎么样, 你也不知道,
you actually don't even know about the next second.
我们知道有人就住在房子突然间有东西掉下来别没打到就打到你,
we know sometimes you're sitting there and something falls down.
你根本就管不了,
you cannot control these things.
我们今天在地上,
well, we're on the
主耶稣在地上告诉我们说你要注意这一段话,
the Lord tells us to,
当你不注意的时候, 你是一个无知的人,
if you do not take heed then you are foolish.
所以主在这里说, 不要做一个无知的人,
the Lord is saying do not be that foolish.
我们对小朋友说, 你要读书, 你要求知欲, 你要成, 真的读进去, 明白这些书教你什么?
We ask the kids to read and to understand and comprehend what they're reading.
我们的主在地上, 他也在教我们, 你要知道神今天要什么?
The Lord on this earth when you teach,
如果你不要的话, 你是一个无知的人,
if you do not want this, then you are foolish.
他说第一个免去贪心,
to beware of covetousness.
我问大家在这, 你们哪一个人不贪心呢?
Which one of you is not covetous?
我刚刚只讲小朋友,
I only said about young people.
我想着青年人,
what about the youth?
中年人,
how about middle aged people?
或者已经开始老年,
or those who are starting to get old.
谁不贪心的?
Which of you is not covetous?
糟糕了, 圣经一句话, 所有人都压住,
this one verse from the Bible is pressed on every single one of us.
他说, 免去你的贪心,
to get rid of covetousness.
我们今天不管你在哪个岁数, 都怕人家把我看低了,
no matter how old we are, we don't want others to belittle us.
不管怕朋友把我看低了,
we're perhaps other friends think,
怕同学把我看低了,
or our classmates think lowly of us,
怕父母把我看低了,
or our parents will think lowly of us.
但是这有一件事,
but there's one thing,
免去贪心,
to get rid of covetousness.
第一句话已经很要命了,
this is already very
主说要免去贪心,
the Lord says to get rid of covetousness.
但是我们基本上没有一个人真的能够免去贪心,
but there's not a single one of us who could really get rid of covetousness.
所以希望大家注意我怎么免去贪心,
so how do we get rid of covetousness?
第二个, 我第二个点要讲,
second point,
他说我要就是你的灵魂要去哪,
where is your spirit going?
你要知道人人都会死,
you know everybody will die.
我常常说, 如果你可以不死, 我一定来找你,
if you won't die, I will come look for you.
人都会死,
everyone will,
但是哪一天死不知道,
but we don't know when we will die.
我们都认为我们能够很大的年纪才会死,
we all think that we will live to an old age.
但是真的吗?
Is it true?
因为我这次生病,
at this time I was ill.
我在纽约算是很出名的医院,
I went to New York, a very famous hospital.
全部都是病人,
it's filled with patients.
我那天要开刀之前,
before my surgery,
那时候都已经分到一个大房间里,
I was already sent to a big room.
很早, 6点前就在那里,
very early in the morning, 6 a.m.
全部关在里面, 都是要拍脑,
and everybody in that room will have brain surgery.
有一个还有个亲人在, 其他人亲人都不准进来,
there's one person allowed to have a relative, but others they couldn't.
一个女的在那里,
there's a woman
一直在看手机,
looking at her cell phone.
但是因为等一下都分到不同房间去开刀了,
but everybody will be sent to different rooms for the surgery.
所以, 有这个护士进来,
oh, there's a nurse who came.
没跟他讲几句话, 他就已经在哭,
just to say a few words and that person started crying.
他年纪不大,
he's not very old.
当然也五六十岁了吧。
I thought probably fifties or sixties.
人生啊，不在我们控制里面。
Our lives are not in our hands.
我后来也知道，在那边有一个孩子十岁，脑也是分裂。
I also found out that there is a child who's 10 years old with a tumor in the brain.
但是呢，没办法开刀。
But he couldn't undergo surgery.
如果你做父母的话
，If you're the parent,
你认为呢
？What would you think?
怎么找都找不到什么可以治他。
And they couldn't find a way to heal him.
他只有十岁。
He's only 10 years old.
所以我们今天啊，我们一定要知道一件事。
But today we must know one thing.
人是有灵魂。
We have a spirit.
你的灵魂要去哪
？Where is your spirit going?
你看今天科技很发达。
Today the technology is very advanced.
所以有些人说人真有灵魂吗
？So others ask, do we truly have spirit?
所以有一批人啊，在一个临终的人已经晕过去了。这些人。
So there are some people they are already near death.
他们已经就摆在他一个非常精益。精致的一个磅秤的上面
they put on a very accurate scale
然后呢接着这个人就是说要知道他死的那一刻他有没有听到
they wanted to know when the moment of death whether they lose weight
所以他们做了很多这个测试
so they do a lot of this experiment
他就发现当一个人断气的那一刻
so they noticed that when someone really lacked breath
那个重量轻了
and the weight decreased a little
所以这些人都出文章了
so then they published papers
因为我们做了好多这个实验
because they did a lot of experiments
为什么每个人一死重量轻了
how come everybody when they died their weight decreased
虽然很少但是是轻了
even though it's a little bit but it really decreased
圣经说人都有灵魂
The Bible says everyone has a spirit.
当灵魂走的时候，轻。
When your spirit leaves, then you lose weight.
那我们读圣经，我们知道灵魂是不死的。
But we know, when we read the Bible, we know the spirit will not die.
那今天每一个人都要问自己，我的灵魂去哪里
？So then we have to ask ourselves, where would our spirit go?
都有地方要去的。
There must be a destination.
请问我们的灵魂会去哪
？I ask, where would our spirit go?
所以。说主耶稣在地上，他就问无知的人。
The Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he asked.
他不说你是一个无知的财主，他只说你是一个无知的人。
He didn't say foolish rich man. He just says a fool.
他说我今天要你的灵魂。
This night I will have require of your soul.
那是什么意思
？What does this mean?
就是你死的那时候，你的灵魂就走。
It is that when you die, your soul will be taken away.
你的灵魂会去哪里？
Where would your soul go?
我们有两个地方去。
Where would it go?
因为圣经告诉我们说，一个是永远的痛苦，一个是永远的快乐。
There are two places the Bible tells us. One is eternal sadness, the other is eternal joy.
所以主耶稣说啊，我今天，他也不是这样，今夜必要你的灵魂。
The Lord says this, tonight it will be required of your soul.
这句话是蛮重的
This is a very
如果今天有一个人说我今天晚上就要杀你
If someone tells you tonight I will kill you
请问你要怎么躲
How would you hide
你让那些杀手管你怎么躲你就走不掉
You know those assassins are actually really good They will find you
今天是管理我们灵魂的主他说我今天要你的灵魂你去哪里躲
But it is the Lord right now sayingHe is the one who controls the soul. He says, "I was required of that you."
So,
I
希望大家知道，人死不是如灯灭。
So, I want you to know that dying is not just like a lamp going out.
人死后还有地方去。
After you die, there's somewhere to go.
你看，这个话是主耶稣说的。
This is what the Lord is.
他说：“我无知的人，就是你无知吗
？”He says, "You fool."
因为你是财主。
Because you're rich.
因为你是一个这好像地上我读了很多书我什么都懂
Because you have higher degrees and you seem to know
我已经在地上得到很多
Or you have already
那不要忘记有一句话我希望大家都记住这句话就是无知的人
But please remember this one word the Lord Jesus has
told 主耶稣说我今夜要你的灵魂你这是要给谁呀
The Lord says tonight I will require of you of your soul
你自己都拿不到
to be for you cannot take all any of this.
你知道大家都坐飞机来的嘛,
Everyone came here by plane.
你知道当飞机一直升上去, 你这人根本就看不见。
When you keep rising in the plane, then you cannot see someone.
如果飞机能够飞过地球啊, 这个外壳, 你发现外面更大,
And if you can go out to the outer space, it's even more vast.
对自己诚实一点,
if you're honest with yourself.
对这个宇宙, 你知道, 如果英文讲, you actually know nothing. 你基本上是什么都不知道。
You know nothing of this universe.
你以为读点书, 看一下新闻就知道一点。
You thought if you study and you read the news, you know
a little bit.
But if you're honest with yourself, we actually really know nothing.
所以在这里说, 我们要知道我的灵魂要去哪里。
So here it says that we need to know where our soul will go.
趁着还活着的时候,
while we're still alive,
能够决定我的灵魂去哪里。
To determine where the soul will go.
第三个点,
the third point.
他说这个, 刚刚第25句哈, 我刚刚用的这个, 我有一节我没读给大家的, 就是说, 这个上面没写哈, 就是21节21节, 他说, 为自己执政才在神面前是不富足的。
Here in verse 21 it says, So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
我们以为我们得到许多,
we thought if we gain a lot, then we are rich.
但是主说, 你真的有很多,
But the Lord says, even if you have a lot, you're still not rich toward God.
我也提一些点在这个上面,
I'll mention some points.
因为神说你是一个不富足的人。
Because the Lord says you are not rich.
你问问所有人已经到了工作好像很成功, 里面是空虚的。
You ask a lot of people who seem to be successful in their careers, and they have emptiness inside.
你去问那些有钱的这个成功企业家,
You ask those people who are very successful businessmen.
他有很多钱,
they have a lot of money, but they're not rich.
他只想活久一点,
they want to live longer.
因为他知道他最终还是要走。
Because they know that they will die in end.
So 我们今天在神面前做一个富足的人。
Therefore, we must be a rich man before.
这个富足不是钱多。
This rich man does not speak of money.
So 第一个哈, 我什么叫做富足的人？不是做一个无知的人。
So the first point of what it means to be rich, it is to not be foolish.
不是地位高, 金钱多。
It is not to have high position or have a lot of money.
不是世界有多少的知识我都有。
It is not how much knowledge I have of this world.
不是我懂得很多。
It is not that I know a lot.
因为今天我们对地上的事我们懂很多。
Because if we know a lot of this world,
最可怕的对神我们懂很少。
And perhaps we know very little of God.
甚至到了一个地步我们根本就是无知。
Or to a point we are actually foolish.
记得我们的主讲着无知的。
Remember our Lord.
你赚的全世界,
you have gained the whole world, yet you are a fool.
我们今天要有神的生命,
Today we will have, we ought to have God's life.
也要成为一个认识神的,
and to also be someone who knows God.
越早认识神,
to know God earlier.
这是你的富足,
that is your riches.
也没有一个人生下来认识神,
because there is no one who is born knowing God.
但是你能够越早认识神, 你是一个富足的人。
That you're rich if you can know God early.
第二个,
Second,
在神面前怎么一个富足的,
how to be rich toward God.
能够有平安,
you have peace.
人今天失去的就是平安,
what men lack today.
你以为你吃喝就很好,
you thought if you eat and
drink, 我刚刚已经讲, 到了某个年纪, 你啥都不能吃,
I already said to some age you cannot eat anymore.
你只能够看,
you can only look.
我过去看到一个爸爸, 来看他的儿子,
I know a father who is visiting his son.
他来了，他要来个来几个月，三个月吧。
He was coming for 3 months.
就在他大概2个月的时候，2 months in， 突然间，这个有个晚上要上个洗手间就头晕了。When
he was using a restroom at night, he had dizziness.
你走路走不稳。And
couldn't walk straight.
他那时候也是60几岁。
He was in his 60s.
把他送到医院,
they sent him to the hospital.
他中风了,
he had a stroke.
他从此之后不能吃,
Since then, he couldn't eat anymore.
他的吃已经拿走了。
His eating is
在肚子打一个针供应食物。
And there's a pipe into the stomach to give him food.
那个时候开始，他只能够看食物，一颗都不能吃。
Since then, he can only look at food, he cannot eat of it.
但是今天有医学，所以他可以一直打针进去，打食物进去的时候，他一直还是活了十多年。But
because of medical advances, he can still be sustained through medical means.
你知道他这个之前要他信主也是不信的。Before
he didn't want to believe the Lord.
我们知道他后来信主了。We
know that later on.
因为自己是吃苦。Because
it's so difficult.
千万不要说傻瓜，做到这种地步才来信主。Do
not be foolish to wait until that time.
在没有这些事，求主改变我们很多的心思。May
the Lord change our mindset.
很多的想法。To
change our viewpoint.
说在第二个点，就是说内心有平安。
The second point is to have peace within.
因为我们的生命是他在掌管的。
Because our life is in His hands.
第三个点,
third point.
人生要有意义。
To have meaning in life.
我们对小朋友说, 我们都需要人生有意义的。
We tell kids that you need to have meaning in your life.
如果我们人生没意义, 在这里吃喝不知道在干嘛就吃等死。
If there's no meaning, then what you just eat and drink and wait for death?
So, 我们人生在地上要有意义，是认识我们的主。So
we need to have meaning on this life. It is to know our Lord.
人家去拼去赚钱，你里面平安喜乐。Others
are striving to get money, and you have peace and joy.
因为我有主在我的生命里。Because
I have the Lord in my life.
所以刚刚那个诗歌说，主在这里。
So the hymn says the Lord is here.
主在我里,
the Lord is in me.
有了这个，是什么钱都换不回来。
We have this. This cannot be. This is priceless.
我们，我只很简单提了这三个点。I
simply mentioned these three points.
我们人生在地上都有追求。We
all have pursuits on this earth.
但生命都有个终点。But
our lives have an end.
但愿我们这个终点，我们是去一个丰富的地方。May
our end, we will get to a place with riches.
这个不是只对朋友们说的。This
is not just speaking to gospel friends.
这是对已经信耶稣的基督徒也讲同样的话。This
is also speaking to the same Christians who already.
你今天只是说我信耶稣了。Today
you say I believe the Lord.
我对神根本无所谓。But
I don't care about God.
我根本就是说坐在那里发呆。
Idol
here. 你要注意这个事情啊,
you have to pay heed.
我们不认识我们的主,
if we don't know our Lord,
到我们见主的时候,
when we meet our Lord,
你还是会听到主对你说, 虽然你说信主, 主还是对你说说, 无知的人啊,
even though you believe the Lord already, the Lord will tell you,
你这一辈子所过的日子,
the life that you've led,
你为你自己要得什么?
What are you gaining for yourself?
所以我们今天啊，在地上，
so today on earth,
不是来享受这个世界。We
are not to enjoy of this world.
我们是来这预备我们的终点。But
we're here to prepare our destination.
对小朋友来说，能够越早就来预备我的终点。For
the young ones, that they could prepare their destination early.
不要给他预备的终点就赚大钱。
Do not have the destination of getting a lot of money.
不是这终点就是享福,
or the destination is to.
我们的终点乃是能够认识我们的主。
But our destination is that we may.
知道我们要去哪里,
so we know where we're going.
免得我们有一天是后悔的。
So that we will not have regrets.
你要知道，如果你真的能够从好早就能够为这个有预备的话。
If you can prepare for this early.
我们最终有真正的快乐和平安。We'll
have joy and peace in them.
好，我想我就是讲很简单的一个。I'll
share with this simply with you.
要免去你的贪心。To
get rid of covetousness.
你要找出你灵魂要到哪里。You
need to know where your soul is going.
在神面前是一个富足的人。
And before God, you are rich.
有真正的平安跟喜乐。You
have true peace and joy.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
给了我们何等的恩典。
You have given us such grace.
主啊，你是赐福给我们的神。
You are one who blesses us.
主耶稣，求你睁开我们的眼睛。
Lord Jesus, may you truly open our eyes.
给我们知道，我们一切的富乐都在你那里。
That we know that all of we have is with you.
愿你给我们早早能够藏身在你的里面。
May we soon be able to hide ourselves in you.
在我们还在地上的日子
While we still have days on
能够享受主一直的同在
That we can enjoy your presence.
也知道我们之后我们去的是一个平安喜乐的地方
And we'll know that we are going to a place of
永远与我们的主同在
That will be with you always.
就帮助我们众人在地上做一个有智慧的人
Help all of us.To be people who are wise.
不让我们做一个无知的人。
That we would not be fools.
纪念我。
Remember us.
怜悯我。
Have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Praise us in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.